Chaplain, I'm joined here today by Emma Grossman with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. She has made it official. She is going to be a Triton of Iowa Central Community College to continue her wrestling career as well as her education here after this season and this school year. So, Emma, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet, Emma. And I think it was, what, late last week that the announcement came out that you were going to be heading to Iowa Central. When did you kind of officially know that that's where you wanted to go? Was it here recently, or did you kind of hold on to that idea for a while?
So when I first did my college visit at the beginning of last year, I knew, like, instantly, like, Iowa Central was the one spot that I wanted to go. It was my only option. And if I didn't make it there, I don't know where I would go.
Okay, so
I don't even know if I would wrestle in college.
Really? So what was it about Iowa Central that as soon as you got there, you knew that that's where you wanted to be?
April is the sweetest lady I have ever met, sweetest coach ever, and just the community there, it just seems so nice and surreal, and I just can't wait to finally start college and get out of high school.
So you're ready to be graduated and done and move on the way
yes.
It sounds. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds like a typical senior, right? I'm ready. Are you counting down the days?
No, because I don't want wrestling. Like, high school wrestling is so fun. I just don't want it to be over.
Yeah. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But you mentioned April. Was she the first one to reach out to you from Iowa Central, or how did that connection start?
So I'm going to bring it back to when I did take my visit. She was the one who showed me around campus. And then after that, I wasn't really in contact with anybody because I was just like, it was middle of the summer at that point. And so then last week, she had messaged me on Facebook and said good luck and to let her know how I was doing and all that. So I ended up messaging her back and telling her how I've been doing. And next thing you know, she's talking to me about getting signed up and getting everything done. And then there I was, just accepted and on the wrestling team, on the roster.
That sounds like maybe the quickest recruiting process that I've ever heard of it. And that's got to be perfect. You didn't have to go through all the stress of deciding where and everything else, right?
Yeah.
So when she reached out to you on Facebook, how shocking was that? What was that feeling like?
I'm not even kidding you. I turned, I looked at my mom, and I was like, there is no way. She was like, what? Who is that? And I was like, that is April, like the April from Iowa Central Girls Wrestling. And she was like, oh, my God. She was so proud of me.
So when you reached back out to her, what was those conversations like? Was it immediately like, hey, thank you? And did she throw out, hey, we want you to come wrestle for us? Or how did that conversation go?
So it kind of went into like us talking about, like, I had a few questions on how to get like signed up for college, like to apply and all that. And she had just then asked me if I would be in Ogden for the tournament. And she said that she was possibly going to go watch that. And then I said, no, I was going to be in State Center, and that's where I was. And then she asked me if I was still interested in wrestling. And I was like, yes, like I'm definitely still interested. And then she sent me more information on how to like apply for college. And then next thing you know, she said that she would love to have me on the wrestling team. And I told her that I would love to be on the wrestling team. So just after that, I committed and I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrestle. And she put me on the roster.
Now, you wanted to wrestle in college the way it sounds. If the Iowa Central thing wouldn't have happened, were you going to start reaching out to coaches? Or you had mentioned before the interview that you may not have wrestled at college. What were you kind of leaning towards?
I really, really want to wrestle in college because, like, ever since I started, it's just been, like, the highlight of my, not life, but high school. Like, just being able to go to practice every day is so fun. But I would have probably looked into other schools to figure out, like, how they are and see what my options were.
Sounds like that process had not started, correct?
No, it had not.
Okay, so Iowa Central got lucky to get you then and to reach out first. You mentioned that once you started wrestling, there was just something that you felt connected to and you kind of fell in love with it right away. When did you start wrestling, and what do you think was the reasons why wrestling has grown into something that's been such a huge part of your high school career?
I started my freshman year of high school when girls wrestling like was ever sanctioned. And my dad and my younger brother, like, when I first told my parents that I wanted to wrestle, my mom was, like, hesitant about it because she was scared of like injuries or something like that, but it's okay. But I feel like just the team and everything, and when Vanami was our coach, she just made it so fun. And now Joe, he's the funniest, and it's just so fun having him with us and just being with the team.
So I get the sense you're kind of that, I wrestle really hard, don't mess with me, I'm going to go out and really pound on people. But at the same time, you kind of make it fun for everybody just in seeing you at the tournaments when I get a chance to watch you and the girls wrestle. You enjoy having fun.
Oh, yes, definitely. I bring a speaker on that bus and I make sure them girls are up and ready in the morning.
So, where do you feel you've grown as a wrestler from that freshman year when you first picked it up? Because it had to be, if you had never wrestled before, it had to be kind of odd getting out there and kind of tough to
Oh,
figure out all the holds and the moves and what you were doing.
I think my freshman year, I only won maybe three or four matches. So then, like, sophomore year when I made it to state, it was kind of an eye opener as to like I can actually do it. Like I was doubting myself a lot my freshman year, and then I started getting out of my head, and I was like, it's time to just do my thing and not let anything bother me. So then this year, like the beginning, I was like out injured for a little bit, and then I came back and I was like just boom, 100 times better and more experience I have ever had in my life.
Do you feel like while you were out injured, just sitting back and maybe watching practices and learning that you maybe soaked in some of the things that have helped make you one of the better wrestlers in the area?
Well, as hard as it was sitting out watching, I feel like definitely yes, because then when I came back, like I had one-on-one with some coaches, like, and they helped me through a lot of the things that I didn't understand, and they still help me. But I feel like just watching it and then having that one-on-one with the coach and taking it slow, it helps a lot.
Where do you feel your strengths are now as a senior on this wrestling team, and what's the style that you enjoy wrestling the most, do you think?
Oh, goodness. The style that I like most, probably, I've never wrestled like freestyle. I'm so used to folk style. I wrestled freestyle once and I'm not too good at it, but my strengths in it would probably be knowing that I have a support system. Like, and it's not even about the wrestling, it's just about having people there for me and knowing that if I don't doubt myself, no one else is gonna doubt me, and having that in my family.
Where do you need to get better as a wrestler to be successful like you want to be in college?
I need to work on bottom, even though there is no bottom in college. But as a wrestler, I feel like I could work on just the way that I learn things. Like, I feel like I learn things a little bit slower. But definitely the way that I learn things and see some of the moves.
You get a chance when you were up there this past summer to talk to any of the girls on the wrestling team, or was there anybody around? Do you feel like you've got a connection with anybody up there besides April right now?
No, not really. I know a few girls that go up there, like Lucy, she wrestles for them, and she wrestled when I was down in Florida. And then Addie's up there, she wrestled when I was in Florida with her. But other than that, I don't know like anyone personally down there.
Okay, what kind of conversations have you had with those two young ladies?
Just like they kind of amped you up, and like everybody up in Florida, like they just never had a negative attitude and they were always positive.
And you mentioned, I think, before the interview, or maybe it was early in the interview, that you've talked a little bit with a Julia Caney, who's also wrestling in college. What have you learned in your conversations with her about college wrestling?
That you really just cannot be scared to try new things, and that sometimes going for different moves and stuff like that will help you. Like breaking out of your comfort zone is gonna help you a lot, because if you're scared to do something, you're gonna have it in your head that you can't do it, and then you won't be able to do it. Like,
Now
you just have to have that positive mindset.
you're wrapping up your senior season, down to about the final 2 or 3 weeks before the state qualifying meet, and then of course the state meet coming up in very early February. So what's the goal for you to close out your senior season with the Tigers?
Make state and place top two at regionals, and then make it through the first round at state.
What do you got to do to get that?
Wrestle my butt off and just try.
And that's something
keep my positive attitude.
There you go. That is something you do extremely well. So let's flip the script just a little bit here. You want to go on and get into the nursing field. What have you learned about Iowa Central's program, and what area, if do you know yet, on what you'd like to focus on for nursing when you get there?
So I have heard very good things about their nursing, like, classes and everything, and people say that it's, like, such a good community down there and just the way that they do things. But I'm going to go for my LPN and hopefully be an ER nurse or a NICU nurse.
Okay. Do you know where you want to end up someday? You want to come back home, or are you good with wherever the job takes you and you'll travel and live anywhere?
I'm a family girl, so I would love to stay around family. So I don't think I could leave the state, and if I did, it would be like a contract deal. It wouldn't be for very long.
Well, those are definitely options that are out there. A lot of traveling nurses do very, very well. I know a few myself. So, well, I tell you what, Emma, the Iowa Central is going to get a great young lady and a great wrestler as well. I wish you the best of luck up there. Best of luck with the rest of your season here at Carroll High, and we look forward to seeing you here at a meet very soon, but appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on making your decision.
Thank you.
You bet. Emma Grossman again, Carroll Tiger. She's going to be heading to Iowa Central Community College to continue her wrestling and also her education.